6 in the morning, 720 WGN. Roger.
Yeah.
I have in my studio.
Tubular Bells, by the way. Go ahead.
Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Oldfield. Yeah, and he played every instrument.
Sounds like one instrument.
No, it lists on the album every instrument. He overdubbed everything. He played that whole one side of the album. Very cool.
Very cool.
The Exorcist.
Joining us in studio right now from U.S. Paranormal Research, Brian Meisinger and Nicole Ripa. And from the Chicago Paranormal League, my cousin Scott Musial. How are you doing in the league this year? What place are you in?
I'm still like rookie, so
okay.
I don't even know what that means. But
well, yes. You say you're in the Chicago Paranormal League, so it sounds like
I'm actually the head honcho. I run it. You know, so
I'm in the Chicago Paranormal League. We're having a tough season. We lost 2-0 to the U.S. Paranormal Research the other night. You know, it sounds like.
Yes, it's been a tough season so far, yes.
Or you get the standard, I'm in first place in my other league.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in first. We're the best. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Scott and Brian, you have been with, what was that, about 6 months ago?
Yeah, May?
When yeah, you I think it was May. It was yeah. Right before the ANIAC event.
You brought in a new recruit, Nicole.
We did.
Who just joined U.S. Paranormal Research. Is that true, Nicole?
I've been in about a year.
Oh, you have been?
About a year now.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're not a rookie anymore.
Well, depends.
Okay.
No, she's actually pretty awesome. So.
Okay. So I got to ask you, because Nicole, I don't believe in this stuff. And I say that. And when you did Crosstalk tonight, I said to John, who was doing the show before us, I said, do you believe in any of that? He's like, no, I don't believe in any of that. I said, but do you not believe in enough that, like, if they were going to do something weird in the studio, you'd be okay with being a part of it? He said, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. And I feel the exact same way. Like, I don't believe in this at all, but, like, if you guys start conjuring crap up, I'm going to freak out.
We're not conjuring
anything. No conjuring.
There's nothing about that.
No conjuring.
No. Why, thought? Are you honest to?
Have you thought about that before?
Well, we do have a pocket Ouija board somewhere, but no. No. That's not going to happen.
No.
Why not?
Okay. Well, but if doesn't... you don't believe in it, why would you be freaking out about it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a complete
question.
Because it's the unknown?
Because it's like, you know, I don't believe in that. But I don't want to find out that I'm wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there is a reservation about absolutely. The possibility of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'm not like completely, blah. But I'm kind of like, come on.
I'm sure that there's probably many times that you have kind of cocked your head to the side and said, did that really happen? Or did I really hear that? Or caught something out of the corner of your eye? Or just had something weird fall off a shelf? Or
sure.
Something that shouldn't have happened? And you're like, okay.
Yeah. But I assume that's just nothing.
Life being life?
That's just life being life.
Sure, if you
I
want
mean,
to take it that way, absolutely.
I've never walked back into the kitchen and all the chairs are rearranged like in Poltergeist.
Oh, that doesn't
that's
happen at your
happened.
House?
No.
No, okay.
That's the dogs
you
in your
should
house
stop by my house every
yeah,
once in a while.
Does that happen all the time?
Not necessarily. Furniture moving, that hasn't happened in a couple of years. That's another story. But there's always something going on in our house. Actually, one of the most recent things is my wife and I were actually sitting at the dining room table. Kids were downstairs with us. Mm-hmm. Dogs were downstairs. They already ate breakfast or something. We're sitting at the breakfast table. And all of a sudden, the upstairs lid of the toilet dropped. It's a soft, closed toilet lid. So even if it was standing open, it wouldn't be 5+ minutes that all of a sudden the thing decided to drop. Soft, closed lid isn't going to drop either.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was in the house.
How are you sure it was that?
Because there's only a distinct sound that, I mean, I'm used to be a former plumber, so I know what a toilet seat sounds
toilet.
Like. And
it's
on top
toilet.
Of it, my wife is sitting right across from me, and she's, we heard the toilet seat, and I looked up at her, she looked at me, and I was like, is that what I think it is? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, that's the upstairs toilet lid. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, and we're all down here. She's like, yeah.
You go look.
Okay, but
yeah.
You. All right, so say that's true. Why the hell is some spirit shutting a toilet lid just to freak you out? That's that doesn't make sense either.
Most of,
why would they do that?
You know, I don't think that it's necessarily to freak you out. It's just to say, hey, I'm here. How's
why
it going?
Is that? I'd be like, come on. Don't shut a toilet
seat. Well, it's not
seat.
Like they're going to call you on a cell phone.
But why not? If they have the power to do these things, Why are they?
Because it's messing with you. Okay, come
on. Why are they messing with us?
If you were like in the afterlife or something, wouldn't you like to play some tricks on people just to do it?
I would. But here's the thing. You get one once in a while here, once in a while there. If I was doing this, listen, my brother passed away this week. He would be like, the lights would be flashing on and off in here. Everything would be going crazy. He'd be like having a blast with it. Not, I'll just shut a toilet and then I'm not going to do anything for weeks at a time. And then it's, well, I mean.
But with your brother, wouldn't you be just as dismissive if the light was fluttering in and out and thinking, huh, I need a change of light bulb?
Well, that's the other thing.
Right. Yeah, there's just some gremlins.
You want to be dismissive about it.
Things that we can dismiss as, oh, well, the light apparently needs to be changed. Let's open and slam a door right in front of me 8 times where I go, well, that doesn't happen.
Okay. Well,
right?
First of all.
A toilet seat might have fallen or whatever.
First of all, sorry about your brother.
Thank you.
My condolences to you and your family. But secondly, I woke up to somebody standing at the end of my bed who was dead for 15 years. I have no explanation for that.
Right.
How do I explain that?
That you were still sort of asleep and you sort of dreamed it and sort of woke
up? I would agree with you 100%. Two people in the room saw it. So we're not having the same nightmare and same dream, whatever you want to call it. When two people see it, there's something to it. One person sees it, it's experience.
Right.
You take it for what
right.
it is. Two or three people see it, there's something to it. I mean, we've seen a set of legs walk across the basement. Three people. Just legs. Nothing else.
Yeah.
How do I explain that?
Well, that's interesting.
You can't.
I mean, you're looking at the three people here. We're like very grounded. We're not going to sit here, you know. Well.
Grounded is a relative term.
With your ground, you know that much about
me.
Where
the bar is at, and we're grounded.
Let's go with grounded.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I was trying to be nice, but I mean.
You listen, none of you are wearing straight jackets. I'll give you that. However, I don't know who's looking for you right now. You know?
That's true. That is so true. But, I mean, it's you always dismiss it at first. Mm-hmm. Something happens. Something said. A noise is made. Something moves. The first thing is that didn't happen. And then you look around, and if there's other people seeing exactly what you
right.
saw or experienced, then it's like, yeah, that really did happen. Did we get it on film? Did somebody have a recorder going?
Do we have audio? Do we have, you know, like you said, video? Do
that's
we have...
We never have good video of this. You guys showed me a video after last time you were here that was like, it was interesting, but it wasn't like, wow.
There are,
really...
I mean, there is
there's some great videos out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There
but that nobody like 1,000% believes, holy cow, this is...
But even if you show somebody a video or a picture, they're going to dismiss and say, well, you
because
doctored
it's never
it up.
Like perfectly clear. It's never like this.
There are
oh my
some.
Gosh.
There actually are some.
With the advent of 4K and high definition, the videos have become increasingly better.
Right. And even just the technology as far as phones,
right.
too.
Just, yeah, your camera phone is amazing
yeah.
these days. And the pictures are becoming more and more clear. And they're actually starting to get more definition in them, full faces.
Well, what's your guys' guess on, you know, legitimately, though, Scott, if a toilet closes upstairs and you think, well, that was something, why is that what is done? Is it really just to, like, sort of mess with us? And if you heard your mom's voice on the baby monitors, you're
yes,
telling us last
I've heard my mother and my grandmother.
So
yes.
that's, like, something to me that's very interesting that, like, I could see that. And if your mom knew that you could hear her voice... Why wouldn't she say, Scott and Nikki, I love you so much, don't worry, I'm fine?
Usually,
why would we get that message?
There have been other voices, and like my wife has experienced more than I, that she's heard her name called. It's usually never a full sentence. But also, at my house, we're not sitting around with recorders running or asking questions. We don't do any of that. I mean, we could.
No, I understand. I'm not saying you need to prove it to me. I'm just saying, like... Like if we're being if your mom was contacting
right.
or wanting you guys to hear her, why wouldn't she send a message that you could totally understand? Like, hey, Scott, I just want you to know I'm watching over you guys and I'm
you mean
good.
Like
I'm in a good
slip
place.
A little note underneath the door or something.
Well, if you're gonna hear her voice on the monitor or something
right.
like that, if somebody outside of our realm is contacting us or letting us know anything,
mm-hmm.
why isn't do you think that? I mean, I'm legitimately asking this. Do you think that there are limitations to what they can do, and so they do what they can? Or what's your theory on what
well,
paranormal
is? That
is
exactly
is?
What I was going to say, is that it's... I mean, it's there's so much speculation in the entire field of the paranormal. Part of it is that anything requires energy.
Okay.
And you have to get energy in order to make anything happen as far as move, talk, anything. I mean, we're radioactive people, basically. We're a walking battery. Reactor. Yeah.
We're a battery.
So the whole theory is that you have to draw energy in order to do anything. So whether you're living and or past, is that you have to find some kind of energy in order to do anything. And it requires a lot of energy to do something. And that's why you have a lot of people talk about cold spots. And all of a sudden, temperature changes within like a certain area. And then all of a sudden, you'll get some kind of activity. You'll get an answer. You'll have something happen. And the theory behind a cold spot is because you're drawing the heat from the air, which is energy, that the temperature drops. Therefore, you're drawing energy in order to do something or try to manifest. Or
we've had equipment with brand new batteries dead.
Yeah, I've had that a bunch of times. I mean,
charge batteries on camcorders, and when we know they're full, go to use it, it's dead.
Yeah. I mean, that's happened a bunch of times, and it's always usually in the beginning of an investigation. I mean, I'll load up my camera with brand new batteries, and I know they're fresh batteries. I even carry a battery tester with me, and they're completely drained. Okay.
Where did it go?
When I first started this, I've gone through 3 phones. I stopped, and brand new phones. It hasn't been cheap. I stopped bringing my phone to any investigation. Out in St. Augustine, just walking around, taking a ghost tour in and taking pictures and sending them. Fried my phone. Had some great pictures that I'm like, wow. You know, just images.
Did you enter into this, Nicole, fully believing, or have you been convinced from being part of this?
No, I always believed. I've had my own experiences and just growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My family's just always been open to it. Just grandma always had experiences walking around an old farmhouse, always creeped out. And so it was never a foreign concept. Early in college, had my own experience seeing a, I call her Pocahontas, an old American Indian woman. And just very dismissive initially.
Sure.
And then woke up the next morning and my room completely smells like it's on fire, and was living with my aunts and my grandmother at the time, and completely gutted the room and what's going on, and left, came back, and the place smells like potpourri and flowers. Called everybody back up, and happened a few more times, and my significant other at the time.
And everybody else could smell it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the person who I was dating, who later married and then divorced, he was never a believer. Pocahontas followed me to college and followed me out to Connecticut. And the same sequence of events would happen, that I'd be working in an office. My office would smell like an electrical fire. They'd bring in maintenance, tear the whole office up. I'd go to lunch because I would say, it's Pocahontas, come back.
So you would tell people like at work the story.
only certain people.
You're right.
Call maintenance, do what you need to do.
Don't worry, it's just the Pocahontas. Yep. It's going
to
go
do
away.
Do what you need to do and, you know, be done with it. But the ex never believed until he also smelled and would go through the sequence. And out in Ohio and out in Connecticut, we lived, and she followed. So,
and when did Pocahontas leave you?
Actually, about a year and a half ago, it happened again. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she's ever really left. She's always around. And that's kind of how I feel. I think spirits are always around us, and sometimes we pick up and sometimes we don't. And I think sometimes with a hair on our necks, or, you know, we just kind of get that heebie-jeebie.
Sure. Yeah.
And people are like, "Who? What was that?" I think that's... they are around us.
Yeah.
And it's whether or not we want to acknowledge it. So I have a friend who just moved, and they're like, something's weird in the basement. I'm like, just talk to the ghost. Say something, you know.
At least say hi.
Yeah.
Or, hey, how's it going?
I moved in here. I just had a baby. I'm going to raise, you know, my new family, you know, and just embrace and say hello. And everything's been great. It's just a whole new vibe in the place. So it's just...
And don't forget, I mean, any time that you get those feelings, I mean, they're people as well. It doesn't matter. Nothing's changed, just that they're not here anymore.
Right.
You can't physically see them.
But that's unexplainable to us, and so it's very difficult to grasp. I think
there's many things that can go down that road, but...
Of course. 414 just texted in, scientists can measure change in light from a star thousands of light years away. They can detect the most minute bits of energy. If spirits are energy, why can't they be found using the scientific method?
Because I don't think anybody's really got delved into it. I mean,
that mainstream science, it's one of those taboo subjects. It's like, well, those people are nuts. Don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. We're not really going to dedicate any effort or time to it.
Yeah, we'd rather find, you know, the Higgs boson or whatever the God module is, because that's more important than actually trying to figure out what's in front of your face.
But it's not in front of our face. That's the
but
issue.
It might be.
Well, it depends. It could be. Yes, it could be. And that's why I always tell people, I mean, if you actually pay attention and you're a little more in tune on your surroundings, you probably notice more than what you think.
I mean, but I think we could also create that. I think if we really started thinking, we could say, oh, this, oh, that. And we could...
The power of suggestion.
Get ourselves into that. And I think that's what a lot of people would say you guys are doing. Somebody texted, I'm with you, Matt. As Winston says in Ghostbusters, if there's a steady paycheck involved, I'll believe in anything.
Nice.
There's no steady paycheck in this.
We don't get paid for this.
We don't get paid a dime for this, but I will tell you that it costs money.
Yes.
It's not a cheap hobby.
But you guys have events. You got to make some money doing this, don't you? Or at least make your
expenses. We really
expenses
don't do a lot
back
of events on the U.S. paranormal side. Occasionally we'll do an event, but if anything, it breaks even and or costs us money.
Yeah.
It's very seldom that you actually make a profit.
And it's more for the experience and just getting other people involved and meeting other people and just being out there.
It's not working.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, fascinating. That's why I got into it. We were doing just an investigation kind of in the area. That's how I met Brian. And he was like, this has always been fascinating to me. I want to learn more. And just started doing investigations with them. And
like most of us. And the reason Reaper was a good fit with our team, she brings a healthy dose of skepticism. Most of us will go in and be like, no, this is what we go in to prove. You know, is it faulty electrical? Is it a plumbing pipe that's leaking? Is it, you know, whatever? Creaky floorboard. If you stand on a floor wrong, does the door open? Is that why it's opening?
Right.
But at the end of the day, when you're left with no other reasons and explanations, why can't we just accept it for what it is?
Well, does Reba have a healthy dose of skepticism? Because to me, she's all on board.
Oh, yeah.
She's on board. Don't get me wrong. But she brings...
Now, I'm your healthy skeptic. That's it.
That's why you need to get out there.
You're the other extreme. The
what's wrong with you?
I am the other extreme, yes.
And then it's kind of like, would you be willing to go on an investigation and try one?
Investigate. I would totally do that.
What are you doing September 28th?
Here's what I want. If Pocahontas is here, make it smell like it's on fire in here. That would blow me away. Like, if we come back from the news, I'm like, dude, it smells like the place is on fire. Then I'm in. Then I'll be like,
you got any plans September 28th?
September 28th, I have no idea.
Well, let's check it out when we're done here.
Is this Crown Point?
No. This is something we're doing. We'll look at it afterwards, after the show. And if you're available 28th, by all means, you come on up and we'll take you out with us.
Do it.
Freaked out about that.
See? Yeah.
You know what? If you want, I'm a large man. I will hold you. It'll be okay.
Will you just carry me?
Yeah. Sure.
We can do Master Blaster. You can ride on my shoulders.
Come on,
it'll be fun.
He's a fireman. He could carry you all over the place. He knows these things.
All right. We got a quick question here. Robert is in Oak Brook. Robert, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning.
Yeah. What they're talking about isn't... I grew up in a house that was haunted.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Not evil spirits. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is when I was a kid and I wasn't smoking weed at the age of 12.
not judging.
but I saw figures go down the hallway and it freaked me out. And then maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months later, my mom comes screaming down the hallway. And she goes, what are you kids doing? And I said, I go, Mom, I'm telling you, this house has spirits in it. And then when we were away... we had a little dog, and he got trapped in one of the rooms in the basement. And the only way to open this door was to really lift it up and close it, or open it. Same way. He got trapped inside that room, My mom called the cops. The cops came, searched the whole house, and the cop said, he goes, how in the hell did that door get closed? Now, one more thing for these guys, and I want to know about this. I don't think all spirits are people. Because from house to house that I've lived in,
there's animals. I mean, there's
animals too. Because I know when I go to bed at night, I feel this huge indentation in my bed, and I just think it's one of my ex dogs that are just jumping in bed saying hello.
Yeah, I mean, so, I've heard our past rabbit. I have heard our one of our dogs that passed away several years ago. I mean, I've heard her collar, and I mean, her collar's hanging on the wall. I mean, I've heard her walking around the house before. I mean, it's out there. It happens.
Yeah, and again, it's very strange because my wife thinks I'm nuts, but it doesn't happen to everybody.
No,
but it is to me. It's cool because you know, it's just I just leave it alone, and it's one of those things. Like you said, it's very hard to explain.
And without somebody saying that you're absolutely off the wall,
rationality, you can drive yourself nuts. You just say, "I just say, hey, Calvin, how you been, buddy?"
Right,
right.
And that's what you can do.
At the end of the bed, and I'm going to sleep.
Yep,
take all control
Robert,
of it.
Thank you so much for checking in. We really appreciate it. Henry is waiting on hold. We got to take a break, do the news, and then I want to ask you more about that because now you're saying that animals too. So I want to get into after the news.
Okay,
what is the spirit then? Is that the soul? Does that mean animals have souls? Is it our souls, or is it something different? Is it just energy left over from our human lives? We'll find out more about their thoughts on that after we do this. Welcome back. 720 WGN. Matt Babal here with you until 5 a.m. We've got Brian Meisinger, Scott Musial, and Nicole Ripa in with us. Scott is with the Chicago Paranormal League. Brian and Nicole are with U.S. Paranormal Research. Why can't you all be part of one thing? Why are there separate things?
Well, you know.
We want to be cool. You can't, you know.
But this is networking.
Yeah, that's true. The Parunity.
Scott is also part of the Supernatural Investigation Crew.
That is true.
And what is that?
That is another group that's very similar to many paranormal groups that basically kind of go out and about, do investigations, and try and gather evidence. They also have a YouTube thing that is going on. They hold events. They do some larger events like the one that's coming up in Crown Point.
Is it basically like somebody's like, I want to start my own fun group, and so we start their own?
Pretty much,
so
yeah. And they structure it around, you know, schedules, and you know, they make up a schedule for the year. I mean, you know, they're working on next year's schedule and what places they want to go to. Try and figure in, you know, more local things or bucket list items that people on the team want. I mean, there's like what, 7 people on their team or 5 people on their team.
So it sounds like when you guys go to places, it's kind of like, oh, something happened here, or there's always been rumors this is haunted, whatever, and then you go and you kind of do an event. Are you guys ever like, there's something that we want to really figure out for sure, and like go into a place where somebody's reported this for years, it's never been verified, and then you want to find out,
absolutely,
what can we truly find out?
We're here to help. That's kind of our thing. We had an instance in Lake Geneva. Young mom kept seeing these black masses and shadows and stuff in her apartment. An EMF, which is electrical and magnetic fields, which come off of like anything in here.
Anything that has an electronic signature, anything that puts out some kind of energy.
And she had a transformer about the size of a Volkswagen right outside of her bedroom window. And she was having nightmares, health issues in this house, and we come to find out this transformer was very old, giving off huge amounts of EMF. Contacted the local power company and whatnot, told them what was going on. They replaced it. She's had no issues since.
So that was nothing paranormal.
It was nothing paranormal. It was a physical response, but we're helping. That's what we're doing.
Interesting. Do you often find that there's a logical explanation like that?
There can
more
be.
More times than not, we find a lot of logical reasons as to why things happen in buildings. Like I said, with a door opening, you know, this door opens. Well, if you step on the floorboard because, you know, it's a 2x4 construction floor, and it was, you know, before codes were enacted. The whole floor moves, the door's going to open and close. It's simple things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We found faulty switches that make, you know, lights flicker, that type of thing. But there's a lot of times we find stuff that, again, when
really explainable.
You have no answer for it.
Yeah.
When you hear voices on an audio recorder that you know are none of you, there's only two of you there.
Right.
And nobody else was talking at that point. And right. All of a sudden you have a voice and out of the middle of nowhere.
You're getting responses to your questions on this recorder that you didn't hear. And when you listen to it on the audio, it's there.
So there have been times you've been in a place, so you're recording and you will ask questions of the mm-hmm. spirits that you assume are there. You hear nothing back, but then you play back the tape and there's voices.
Yes.
Yes.
The first investigation that I went out on, and of course, being new to this, Brian gave me the recorder and said, go ahead and take it home and, you know, write down anything that seems odd. And I'm like, you're going to trust me to do this? Okay. So I took it home. And we're at one site and we're upstairs and we all felt uncomfortable, you know, whatever was there. Not the friendliest vibes. And we're, you know, we kept asking if you would like us to leave, please acknowledge, you know, knock on a wall or let us know in some way, you know, we'll leave. And we asked multiple times. And I went home and I listened to the recorder and asked it, and I heard clear as day. And asked verbally, you can hear myself saying, you know, please knock, you know, let us know, we are happy to leave. And it knocked heck of a lot louder, clear as day on the recorder. And I'm like, huh, I guess I'm going to write this down in the timestamp. Right. And I'm like, well, this is what he's talking about is
right. And you didn't physically hear it investigation itself.
But it's on the audio.
So why is that?
If anybody can come up with that answer, they're going to be worth a fortune.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, can you see through walls? I mean, you'd be beyond a millionaire if you could see through walls, too.
There's a house in Whitewater that we just investigated. Same thing. And there's a direct response. One of our investigators says, wow, the woodwork in this house is beautiful. And a little voice comes on and says, that's true. None of us, clear as day, that's true. So it shouldn't be there.
I mean,
it shouldn't be there, right?
Even when we did the Antioch thing, when we did Hunt the Town, the multiple mm-hmm. locations, multiple teams, different places, we were doing reviews as soon as we were doing like an EVP session, which is an electronic voice phenomenon.
And getting responses.
Yeah. And I mean, direct responses and even names. I mean, like one of the people that we were talking to was a guy that was a maintenance guy there. And he was like one of those guys that, you know, was as old as the building pretty much. And he was answering our questions. It's like, don't touch my stuff. Don't do this. You know, did you drive a Ford or a Chevy? It's like, Ford? You know, I mean, we're right. just getting direct answers for everything.
Why are you asking him whether he drives a Ford or a Chevy? Why not say, why are you trapped there? What happened? Are you a spirit? Are you in hell or heaven? Why are we asking
all kinds of questions.
Ford or Chevy, this is what we're going
to
do.
Most too difficult to have a full conversation.
Are you right. for the railroad or against it? No.
Are you north or south? I mean, yeah, but you also, you kind of make it entertaining for yourself. You're sitting there, whether it's
this could change the world if we figured out that this was really, if everybody believed and understood that, yes, this is just, you know what?
It's energy.
Makes me think of the TV show True Blood. The premise was, vampires have been here all along.
Right.
They've just finally let us see and acknowledge them,
right.
And now we're all living together. If we finally, the spirit world actually exists and they're living among us all the time, that would change.
But think about what you're
everything
saying.
Everything in the world.
Think about it, though. How cool would that be?
Well, yes, it would. But guess what? We're never getting there. The questions are, hey, by the way,
you drive
Ford
a Chevy or
Chevy.
Ford. Right, right, yeah. right.
Oh, why are they there? I don't know. I asked him about the Ford thing.
Yeah.
Because I was curious.
Well, yeah. Of course. That's more important, isn't it?
No. You want believers. You want to, I mean, come on. Why aren't
because
you asking
even if you
something
got
like
something
that?
Like that, I mean, most of the time, I don't really ask questions. I mean, unless you know that there was, you have a strange vibe that something's going on, somebody's trapped.
I don't need to know why they're dead or what it is, but it's just like, what does this mean?
Okay,
what
Matt needs
you?
To go.
Where are you?
You need to go on an investigation because then you could ask those types of questions. Until you start getting direct responses, then you're going to be happened?
You may get nothing.
Follow-up question.
Exactly.
You may get absolutely nothing.
Because they don't want to answer questions. This is what kind of spirits we're dealing with.
They're exactly.
Like, I don't like those questions.
I'm going to clam up because this guy is asking the wrong questions and I don't feel like answering.
Hours of audio and hours of video to turn up Butkus. And it happens.
It happens more than you think.
And there's other times you go to a place and you're getting 20 and 25 responses and video and whatever in one location in one night, which is awesome. But other times, you can watch the paint dry.
Right.
Okay, why aren't there, if you guys are legit, and I know you guys believe that everything is happening and you think there's reasons for this, but all the TV shows like The Hunting Bigfoot and all this crap that's out there, why isn't there a real, is there a serious TV show about the phenomenon that you would watch that you think these are people really hunting this, or is it all hokey crap?
TV has TV.
I mean, as being part of a production company, owns a production company, what goes behind the scenes of anything.
I do, but I also think that if there was real stuff that we could put on video, people would love that.
There is.
Southern guys driving a pickup truck looking for Bigfoot.
Well, right.
It's not a bunch of guys running around with shotguns, but
right.
There's video out there.
Right.
It's been on some of these shows. It's quality video.
Yes, there is. I mean, there's definitely, I mean, like Ghost Hunters. I mean, I personally, I think Ghost Hunters is probably the most on the level show, even though it's been rebooted and they have a different, or one of the founding Grant is an investigator now. I mean, I think that show is like the most on the level. There isn't a whole lot of scripted things. Yeah, they probably redo scenes, but even as far as the evidence they've produced over the course of, 8 years that it's been on, that there's some astounding evidence that they've come across.
To me, if there was astounding evidence, we'd all be like, holy crap, there's really ghosts.
But then you have, but it's everybody that's a skeptic because they start thinking of other things. Well, there can't be anybody that's living after they're dead because of, you know, this person's telling me that doesn't exist.
Right.
I disagree. I think that we are like that because that's what we assume because there's no real good evidence.
But it's just to the point of saying that there's no other intelligent life out there.
It's like saying we're the only life in the universe.
Right. When there's millions of galaxies around us that we're surrounded by.
It's a big playground.
And the reason that we doubt it at all right now and still don't know is because there's been no actual proof to tell us
there
actually is.
If you were an alien, I'd fly by this planet too. But I'm just saying.
But in all legitimacy.
Yeah, they're weird on that planet.
I do believe there is life out there, but we haven't found it yet, so we don't know.
Okay, right. But you also think that we're human. So everything gets dismissed. You know, ants don't have brains. They don't know what they're doing, but yet they can build colonies, they have families, they have, you know, a hierarchy, but they mean absolutely nothing because they're insects.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So, animals, I mean, like you said, animals are dumb. Right. But there's video of maternal instincts of a maternal animal giving its own life to save its baby.
Okay.
In the predator world.
I don't know where you guys are going with
no,
but
it's
I
just,
know,
it's
I go back to it's the just, whole fin- the whole idea of can you be open-minded enough to say there's something beyond just living in this life form?
Whether
it's faith, yeah. Whether it's a belief in a supreme being, whether it is, are you reincarnated? Whatever you want to describe in that realm, can you be open to the possibility that there's something else beyond this? I choose to believe that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with my family members that have passed,
and the things that you've seen, the things that you've heard, the experiences that you've had,
what I've seen.
Yeah. And like my grams, you know, she's around sometimes. I'll talk to her, you know, and I choose to believe she's present.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's interesting to me because I do believe it's a lot like faith, right? We have mm-hmm. faith that there is an ever after, there's a heaven or hell or whatever you believe in. But the general way that we've come to believe and know or vision that is it's after we pass. So
the energy.
So we accept that this is afterwards and, mm-hmm. and that's why we don't see things. But now you're bringing in this, which is very foreign to us in the way most of us were raised in whatever religion, is that's afterwards you go to here or here. But now it's among us.
Right.
And what does that mean? Is that there in heaven or hell? Is it purgatory? Is it something different than we've ever been taught or understand?
That it's hard to pinpoint a label to it and say, hey, this is what I've been taught my entire life, and you're telling me it's not real? That something else is going on? I mean, that's part of it. And trying to even dismiss somebody or even to have them change their train of thought of what they've been trained their entire life is so difficult.
It is.
But I've been trained. I've been brought up Catholic and still somewhat a practicing Catholic, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I choose to believe that, is there a heaven and hell? Yes. But that doesn't mean
what's with the spirits
separate.
Here, then? In your mind, still being a believing Catholic,
it's
that there's heaven and hell?
Still part of heaven.
That there's free choice almost of where you can be and when you want to be.
Yeah.
They miss the train. They want to be here. They want us to know they're here.
Right. They have unfinished business. They like where they were.
But when you say they want us to know they're here, I get back to the toilet seat.
Right.
This is how they want us to know they're here, a toilet seat that just...
But that might be the easiest way to convey something that they know how.
So they're taking the easy way out?
Exactly.
I got to be honest, Matt. I would do the same thing because I'm a chucklehead.
I mean, that's only one instance. I could give you more instances that have happened that I've experienced. And it's just something that you can't just chalk up that... It just didn't
happen, or it's, gravity.
Right. We're running out of time. We do have some callers. Henry's been hanging on forever. You're in Indiana, Henry. Good morning.
Hey, Matt. I love your show. And I love it when you're there and hate it when you're not there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay. I got a lot of appreciation for the toilet flushing and door shutting and closing and channel turning and stuff. But has anybody ever gotten any kind of monetary advice, kind of like, here's some numbers?
Give us some help.
Give us something we can use.
Yeah, I always wonder why my second daughter always walks around and keeps on repeating these three numbers all the time. Like, I've got to play that.
666?
No, it's a little bit different. That's the other number that she says. Other than that, I should just play those numbers on like Little Lotto or whatever it is. Just three numbers, because she keeps on repeating those all the time. It's got to mean something.
Well, how are you not asking or figuring this out? You're Mr. Paranormal. You're in the league. You should be kicked out of the league. You got to find out what this is.
But I'm at home. It's not my job. I'm a dad.
Oh, you guys are frustrating me. Henry, that's a good question.
I wish I had the answer, Henry.
Yeah, it would be very
nice.
Knock on wood, if you want us out of here.
I wouldn't be living in Illinois if I did.
So that just happened, yes.
Thank you, Henry.
All right, good day, y'all.
All right, thank you so much for jumping in. Next time, instead of knock on wood if you want to sleep, knock on wood if you know the lottery numbers.
Scratch the lottery numbers on the wall.
Yes.
Is Apple stock going up? Knock twice. Something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see where they are with that, because maybe they...
Tell me where the nearest scratch-off machine that I can, purchase
the winning ticket. Theoretically, if spirits are existing, it's a whole other plane, could they see the future? Or do you believe the future is unwritten and it's impossible to see?
Ooh.
Well, we could go down this rabbit hole. there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, that's... History repeats itself. So I don't know if the future's unwritten or not. I'm not a psychic. I have no idea how to know. I don't know.
But
honestly,
do you
I don't
that
know.
Spirits can see into the future, that they know what's going to happen. You believe when psychics are telling us what they see in our future? Do you believe in that at all?
It depends on the psychic or the tarot card reader or something.
I have
it's either a yes or a no. Fine, it's certain people are fraud, certain people are real.
Right.
But you believe that certain psychics can tell you,
yes.
I see something in your future that's going to happen?
I've had some strange details that have come up, especially from the past, that there's nobody that would know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even looking at me physically, you can't figure out some of those things.
Mm-hmm. We have
no
a
way.
Team member who's a psychic on our team.
I tell you too. No,
I take that back. Yes, we do have two. I take that back. We have two.
I know his team better than he
knows. Well, we have two, and they're both very good. Mm-hmm. And the one especially will send me a random message of, like, why are you watching World War II movies today? It's like, oh, I should turn this channel because that's what I'm watching. How would she know that?
She talked to your wife.
No, because I'm at work. So the wife wouldn't even know what I'm watching.
Why are you watching World War II movies at work? What are you doing?
Because I'm a fireman. I'm up all hours of the night, so there's not a lot to choose from at times. But it's just things like that.
630 texts, Matt, I think your guests are trying to tell you that dismissive presuppositions tend to become self-fulfilling prophecies. I don't even know what that means.
That's a whole lot of large words.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a maybe.
Jeff's in Hammond, Indiana. Hey, Jeff, how are you this morning?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
I'm kind of curious about what you guys feel about, and I think I believe in reincarnation. I kind of read a little bit of Sylvia Brown stuff, and it kind of caught my eye. I was just curious of what, if you guys have read anything from Sylvia Brown and what you feel about, how you feel about it.
Thank you. Your thoughts on reincarnation?
I'm not very familiar with this whole...
Well, the idea that you come back and live lives.
No, no, I know that. I know that.
Come back and live lives over and over again.
I don't see why not. I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean,
I think there might be some, you know, things that you might, you know, call it the deja vu moments.
Yeah, right, I was just going to say that, the deja vu, I mean, almost everybody has those points in time where it's like, why is this strangely familiar?
Right.
Why have I been here before? Was it a dream? Was
or
it
a glitch
something?
In the Matrix? But anything's possible.
Okay. You guys have events coming up. Tell us about the events coming up.
Go ahead, Scott.
No, you first.
Oh, all right. Very nice. October 11th and 12th, we are doing a spirit tour in Whitewater, Wisconsin. It's part of the Chamber of Commerce up there.
The Chamber is saying, come to a spirit tour.
They're the ones that host it, and we actually helped them out a lot with it.
Okay.
And we've been doing a lot of investigations in the town, and we present our findings, and we help with the tour and that type of thing. And this is our second year doing it, and it's become pretty successful.
Is there a reason that Whitewater would have a high spirit population?
Well, Whitewater is known as the second Salem.
Okay. Oh, were there witch trials up there?
It weren't so much witch trials as it were witches. Morris Pratt Institute was originally founded there, and it's a spiritualism in the late 1800s, 19th century. And he started that whole thing up there, a spiritual school, and he was all about warlocks and Wiccan and witches, you name it, come on over here and practice whatever you want. And there's just a lot of energy in the place. We've investigated probably a dozen and a half buildings up there, and we've had great success in all of them.
Why is it that that is the type of place you would be, or a school, or when you guys were last year, you were talking about, was the last place, was it in Antioch?
Yeah, it was in Antioch.
We did talk about some of the different things that happened there.
A theater.
Why is it generally around tragedy? Are spirits more likely, you feel, to be stuck here because of tragedy?
I think tragedy has a lot to do with it. It's an emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be losing loved ones or, you know, how they died, whatever. But
most of the time,
we've been in places where there's been no tragedy, and it's just attachments.
I mean, what do you remember? Bad experiences or good experiences more?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the spirits?
It would be the
They're
same
connected.
Exact thing. Yeah, there's...
How are you connected, or how are you attached to that one place?
Okay, so, but are they actually there?
Are they?
Well, that's my question. Is if they're there knocking on wood
it's
and slamming
to
toilet
out.
Seats, does that mean they're trapped there, or just what is it then?
I don't know if there's
so
much
there. What is it? What's there?
And that's a question that usually isn't answered when asked.
Right.
Because
why are you
the
here?
Ford Chevy.
Exactly.
Right.
what was your favorite shoe?
You know, it's one of those, like you said, it's one of those questions that rarely gets answered. We'll ask, why are you still here? And we don't get answers. We'll get nothing on that one.
But is your feeling that? What's your personal feeling that they are still there?
I think they want to be there.
Their soul is trapped?
I don't think they're trapped. I think they choose to be
why
there.
Why would they want to be there if something tragic happened there?
I'm not
because
saying
it could
tragic.
Be their last memory. It could be the last thing that they did.
Maybe
so
they don't know
where
they're
do we
dead.
Go past there? Yeah. Maybe I'm just hanging out here because this is the last place I was.
Or if you're moving on to whatever it is. You don't know what you don't know. One of the people on our team had talked about that she has worked with spirits to move on to the white light. And it's like, how do you embrace that topic with a spirit? I don't know.
It's too many questions.
You didn't say there was going to be a test.
Even humans don't want to go there in some capacity. You can tell somebody
I know, but
that the sky
dead
is
and there
blue,
was some tragedy,
and they're
I'm thinking,
going to
okay,
argue
let's bring
with
on the white
you.
Light now.
Well,
don't you think?
Or move on.
Prisons,
but they're not,
prisons are a prime example. They're notoriously haunted.
Same thing with hospitals.
But look at the energy that's in there. Look at the bad things that happen in a prison.
So you would assume that they're... I would assume that that means they're trapped there, that they're stuck there, that they can't get out. Because if I was in prison and I died in some awful thing, I'd want to go back to a happier time in my life. I wouldn't sit around the prison.
But so again, you're saying it's punishment?
I don't know. Could be.
maybe they choose to stay. We don't know.
Or they don't know how. Though?
But we don't know.
Well, that's just it.
Anybody who tells you they do know is...
Why do people stay in abusive relationships?
Because we're humans that don't know how. But if you're going to tell me now I'm a spirit, I would assume there's a little bit of freedom involved.
What changes you from a spirit form to a human form?
I'm going to Hawaii.
I mean, yes. Take a nice vacation.
Go haunt somebody that's got some money in the
trash. I've always wanted to visit Europe.
Tahiti's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, let's go.
The Galapagos. I mean... there's no explanation for that. I mean, that's part of it. What makes it different from being human to being in spirit form or energy form? Is there a difference? That's the question.
Maybe they choose to stay. We don't know.
It's a choice. It could be, I mean, if we knew that, we'd be beyond millionaires. And that's why we also do this. It's to try and figure these things out.
Is it the goal to truly figure it out that people like me would go, wow, this is real. I see it now.
Exactly. Because when you get physical evidence behind it.
Get the physical evidence.
There is.
No, there sort of is.
We'll find out when we all pass.
And that's when Matt's going on his investigation September 28th.
And he's going to choose to stay in prison.
Exactly.
Right.
God, I would not choose to stay in prison. I don't see anybody making that choice. All right, guys, find out more information. Where can people find out more information? What are the websites they should visit? USParanormalResearch.com. USParanormalResearch.com.
True.
And that will give you more information about the Spirit Tour in Whitewater, Wisconsin, October 11th and 12th. And Scott, if people want to know about the Crown Point lockdown that's taking place September 28th at the Old County Jail.
Yes, that is thriller.events.com.
Thriller.events.com.
Mm-hmm. And then I also post a lot on the Chicago Paranormal League, which is on Facebook.
We're on Facebook as well. You can find our stuff there, too.
And look for the Chicago Paranormal League and look for U.S. Paranormal Research. Guys, it's always fun. Thank you so much for coming.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you on the 28th.